From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The GOP senator who for days has stymied progress on a bill to extend jobless benefits and keep federal highway dollars flowing finally has given in. Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning, under mounting pressure from Democrats and some members of his own party, allowing the vote to go forward. NPR's David Wellner has more from Capitol Hill.
Senator Bunning agreed to drop his objections to the short-term benefits bill going forward because Democrats offered him the chance to have three different votes on paying for items both in this bill and in a bill that's coming up, all having to do with unemployment benefits.
Bunning had objected to the fact lawmakers had failed to come up with a way of funding the $10 billion measure. The bill means thousands of people won't lose extended unemployment benefits. 2,000 furloughed Transportation Department workers will return to work soon. Senator Hillary Clinton stopped briefly in earthquake-ravaged Chile today, where she said the U.S. is sending water purification systems, generators, medical equipment, and other supplies to the country. That follows this past weekend's 8.8 magnitude earthquake. Meanwhile, there are signs that food aid is now getting to those in need. Reporter Annie Murphy is in Concepcion, one of the city's hardest hit by the earthquake.
At the aid centers that I visited, the officers in charge of the efforts were very vague. They said, we're getting our part of this supply chain done as quickly as we can, but we don't know what's going to happen with the next step. Some of them said that they thought it should be arriving to people by tonight or tomorrow morning.
Death toll in the wake of the earthquake has risen nearly 800. Aftershocks continue to rock the region. The Board of the Los Angeles Unified School District has authorized layoff notifications for up to 5,200 school workers in an effort to close a huge budget gap. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
LA Uni is the second largest public school system in the country, enrolling over 600,000 students this year. Financial crises in both the state and the city have left the system with a $640 million shortfall this year. On Tuesday afternoon, the board made the decision to send notifications to over 5,000 teachers, assistants, and others that their jobs may be eliminated if the gap isn't significantly diminished. According to city law, these employees must receive their notices by March 15th that their services will not be required the coming fiscal year, which starts in July. The vote doesn't mean layoffs will actually occur. The board has asked the teachers' union to consider several things, including furlough days and salary reductions, that could ultimately greatly reduce the number of proposed layoffs. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler all reported sales increases last month, while Japanese automaker Toyota, hit by a wave of safety-related recalls, saw its sales fall 9%. Things were especially rosy for Ford, which saw its sales jump 43% in February. Stocks ended the trading day up slightly on encouraging news about mergers and acquisitions. The Dow was up 2 points. The Nasdaq gained 7 points today. This is NPR. Democrat Jerry Brown is entering the California governor's race, giving his party a known candidate in what is expected to be the costliest state race ever. Brown, who is currently the state attorney general, served 2 terms as California governor before the era of term limits. Brown's entry into the race had been expected for months. Brown, who turns 72 next month, is considered to be the only serious Democratic contender for the nomination. The earthquake on Saturday that hit Chile has shortened the length of a day on Earth by about a millionth of a second. That's according to a calculation by NASA scientists. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
When the enormous quake struck Chile, a chunk of the Earth's crust moved about 6 feet to the west. And that redistribution of mass has altered the Earth's spin rate. Scientists calculate that change at 1 millionth of a second, which unfortunately is too small to be detectable. Those calculations show that the Earth's spinning point moved by about 3 inches. Think of it as putting a tiny amount of extra wobble into a spinning top. But the Earth's large-scale weather patterns also shift the Earth's mass around so much, this spinning point is always on the move. And scientists at the U.S. Naval Observatory who measure the Earth's wobble say they couldn't pick out a change specific to the Chilean earthquake, even though theory predicts there was one. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama is proposing a $3,000 tax credit for homeowners who take steps to make their homes more energy efficient. The president was in Savannah, Georgia today, speaking at a technical college. The plan, which still must receive congressional approval, will include installation of everything from new windows to insulation to upgraded water heaters and air conditioning systems. The rebate of up to $3,000 would cover improvements leading to at least a 20% energy savings. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.